And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
I am doing, thank God, Baruch Hashem, wonderful. And how are you?
I am the same.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk this week about Parshat Toldot.
Yeah.
As well as we're going to make a very special announcement that is going to be heard for the first time in Windsor on CJAM, like I promised last week.
Yeah.
So, we read in this week's Torah portion, which is Parshat Toldot. We learn how Isaac and Rebecca, Yitzchak and Rivka endure 20 childless years until their prayers are answered and Rebecca conceives. Now, she experiences a difficult pregnancy as the children struggle inside her. God tells her that there are two nations in your womb.
Ooh-hoo.
And that the younger will prevail over the elder. We know every time it's brought down in the Medrash, that every time Rivka would walk by a place of worship, a holy place, Yaakov, would try and come out. He would be kicking a lot. Anytime they'd walk up a place where evil idolatry, so on and so forth, Esau would try and come out. But anyway, we see that Esau emerges first. Jacob is born clutching Esau's heel. Esau grows up to be a cunning hunter, a man of the field, as it is said, and Jacob is a wholesome man, as is brought down, a dweller in the tent of learning. Isaac, the father, obviously favors Esau being the firstborn. Rebekah loves Jacob. Father, mother, kids love, they have differences in who they like. And returning exhausted and hungry from a hunt one day, Esau sells his birthright, his right as the firstborn to Jacob for a pot of red lentil soup.
Mazid Adashim.
That's right. How easy is that?
Yeah.
We also then see Yaakov wants to give the blessing to the firstborn, and we know that Rivka took Esau's clothing and gave it to Jacob. To Jacob, and to try and fool him, and eventually we know the whole story. He gets the blessing, and so on. So Esau comes and is mad and is very upset. Something very interesting, the Gemara, the Talmud tells us a very unusual thing, that in regard to our ancestors, Abraham and his son Isaac, Yitzhak, who got married to Rebecca, in order to stop the slanderous murmuring that Abraham was not really Isaac's father, God transformed Isaac's features to resemble those of Abraham. And moreover, the Gemara says, the Talmud says, that they were so identical that whoever wanted to speak with Abraham might by mistake talk with Yitzhak, with Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever wanted to speak with Isaac might unwittingly talk with Abraham. Now, excuse me, it's interesting because there was a very big age gap between Isaac
and Abraham.
And Abraham. It was exactly 100 years. Okay, now let's think about this for a second. We know that billions of dollars are spent annually to make people look younger in this world. There are some people that want to hide their wrinkles, their old age. They want to do this, their nose, their eyes, their who knows what. However, that is only really to hide some wrinkles and obscure a person's real age. But for a mother to look exactly like your 18-year-old daughter is sort of embarrassing. You go and you do all these surgeries to make yourself look younger, but you don't want to look like your 18-year-old daughter. And for a young daughter to be mistaken for a mother is even more embarrassing.
Oh, that's an insult.
Yeah, exactly. So what is the purpose in telling us of the constant embarrassment our ancestors, Abraham and Isaac, suffered daily throughout their entire life. So one was older, one was young. Why did the Torah have to go into depth and tell us about that? So perhaps maybe we can explain this this way. You know, in recent years we've been suffering from what psychologists and family therapists have seen as a gap, a generation gap. But unfortunately, there's been a breakdown in communication between one generation and the next, between the parents and the children, so on and so forth. The parents lack a language to communicate with their children, and the children have written off their parents as old-timers who don't understand modern-day society. How can you not be on Instagram? You don't understand what's going on. This is my life, and Facebook, and the world of Twitter. How do you not understand this? You're old age. Children have a hard time relating with the parents. The parents have a hard time communicating them with, you know, the lingo that goes on, you know, when you write a text to someone and you're shortening your words, with three letters, you know, for please, PLZ, or, you know, I'm just kidding, JK.
Yeah, I know, I can understand nothing about that, and sometimes people write to me all those words and I don't know.
And you're
know
like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Speak to me in my language, in English. So, we lack the communication a lot of times, is how we're talking with our kids, and the other way around as well. Fortunes are spent on psychologists to help both sides engage in a dialogue and restore a creative bridge of communication between them. Now, in many instances, when someone, you know, for example, tries talking to a young boy or a young girl about their behavior or their attitude, they will hear this. You sound just like my old man and my old lady. And the parents, when confronted about the children, will reply, what can we do? The younger generation is different than ours. It's not the same as it used to be in our time, or so on and so forth. So the sages are telling us that between Abraham and Yitzchak, between Abraham and Isaac, there was no generation gap. They looked alike, they spoke alike, they shared the same perception and outlook, and when a person would talk to Abraham, he would hear the same language as he did when he spoke to Isaac. When talking to Isaac and hearing his response and way of speaking, if one would close their eyes, one would think it was Abraham, who was speaking to them. And such a parent-child relationship is a blessing every parent should pray to have. And it is the envy of those parents, unfortunately, who are not experiencing it. Because true Yiddish, Jewish nachas, joy is when the child is proud of his parents' Yiddishkeit, of Judaism, of Jewishness. And when the parents see the children emulating them and living a lifestyle compatible to theirs. So, we look and we say that, and we hope that the blessing that Yitzchak gave to, Isaac gave to his son Jacob, who followed in his footsteps, which was the verse of, and may God give you of the dew of the heavens and of the fatness of the earth. And Rashi, the main commentary, writes that when he says, Vayitain, and may he give, it's written with a vav, Vayitain, which refers to a continuous and repetitive action. That may God give you, bless you over and over again without ceasing. And this is something that is such an important lesson, not only for ourselves, between us and our loved ones, our family, our kids, but also between us and God. We want to make sure that there is no disconnect, that there is no generation, quote-unquote, gap between us and God, that we are following in God's ways, in our ways. In other words, everyone is going to do it in their way. Everyone is unique. Everyone is different. But we should always constantly remember that we do not want that there should be a generation gap between us and God, but it should be one full connection constantly between us and God. Now, As I promised, we are announcing our annual, about 10th, annual menorah lighting at the Devonshire Mall, which is going to be Tuesday, December 4th at 4:30 at the Devonshire Mall in front of where the Sears used to be, where the closed Sears is. And this year we're taking upon ourselves a new project. We always try and do something different in the community. And this year we're going to be honoring the Windsor Fire Department. And the Windsor Fire Department has a fund, which is the benefit fund, which is run specifically by firefighters. The most of the money that comes into that fund are given to the fund by firefighters from their paychecks or whatever they raise from family and friends, so on and so forth. So we are going to try and help that fund, which then helps other organizations and underprivileged people, so on and so forth, less fortunate. And we are going to help with that with a fundraiser throughout from now in less than a month to Hanukkah. You can either visit our website, windsorchabad.com, and you can donate, or you can bring the money to the mall on the day, and we are going to then donate a check to the benefit fund. So obviously, we're going to have a special ceremony honoring the fire department. The chief of the fire will light the menorah. There will be a grand menorah lighting, latkes and donuts. Come and take a picture with the firefighter, Hanukkah arts and crafts, and obviously, it's free of charge for the whole community. So, we'll keep on reminding everyone, but Hanukkah is in the air. It's less than a month. So, as promised, this is the first station, first place that we've made the announcement, and right when I hang up, emails and everything else will go out. But we wanted to make sure that CJAM, which is the only Jewish radio station in Windsor, should be the first place of the announcement.
Like every year.
Absolutely.
That sounds great, and that's a great idea.
We hope so. So hopefully everyone will come out. We always get a beautiful, big turnout of the whole community, whether it be Jewish, non-Jewish. It's a great cause to support, and it brings everyone together in Jewish pride. Being that we've moved the clock back an hour, Saturday night, so Friday evening service is at 5 o'clock. Shabbat morning, 9:30. Sunday morning, 8:30, followed by breakfast. And the Monday and Thursday, we have a morning minyan at 7:15. This morning was the Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month. It was in, and we had a baby naming of one of the students that at the university had a baby girl, so we named her a Jewish name, by Nora. And we had a crowd of 20 people at 7 o'clock in the morning, which was beautiful. So that is that, and I look forward to speaking next week, Ilan.
Yeah, but Rabbi, I just wanted to mention the date again.
Tuesday, December 4th at 4:30 p.m.
Good, and we will mention it again at the coming shows.
Absolutely.
Rabbi, I want to thank you and to wish you Shabbat Shalom and great weekend.
You too, and we look forward to talking next week.
Thank you.
All right, be well. Shabbat Shalom.
Bye-bye, Shabbat Shalom.
Bye-bye.